Father, can we get closer to you tonight? May you open your word to us that we'll know how to give ourselves to you. There are people here who need an answer. We need divine direction. So we approach you as the Most High God. You're the God that ruled heaven and earth. And so we come to study you and your Son and the Holy Spirit and the kingdom through the Word of God. Bless this day your people that they may be able to hear your voice and make decisions that come out right. We honor you and praise you. Lord, we know sometimes people put themselves in harm's way, but we still pray for the families that are suffering of the loss of their children and brothers and sisters. And we pray that for the little boy, a little child that lost his life. We pray for those families and ask your mercy to be upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. We're going to get into the Word. Welcome you to Word of Life, you who are visiting. May it be a glorious stay for you tonight. There are certain things we're going to deal with. Deal with having unlimited access in the spirit realm. Just write that down. Unlimited access in the spirit realm, which will produce unlimited success in your life. Unlimited access in the spirit realm. God set it up that you can produce an unlimited lifestyle from the spirit realm. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit is receiving, but it is not releasing the Holy Spirit. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit, you receive the baptism, but you don't release the baptism by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the book of Acts over and over again dealt with people receiving. And with that receiving, those people were given a release, a way to release that power, to release that access to the spirit realm. So Romans chapter 8, if you turn, Romans chapter 8, for a few verses I want to jump around to set a point out that we can always go into the unlimited, you know, because life will limit you, you know. Life would limit. Regular Christians who don't know what I'm talking about, their life would be limited to circumstances and situation that come in their life. But this access and this boldness and this confidence is in a realm. Yes, sir. This access, no matter what you're going through, there's an access, there's a boldness, and there's a confidence. What I say? Yeah, in the spirit realm. Yeah, that place you above whatever. You understand that? Place you above whatever going on, whatever it looked like in the natural, whatever it looked like in the news meter, whatever it looked like anywhere. A believer have a right to have an access to God, which produce a boldness, which at the same time, everything looks like it's going AWOL, but you still have a confidence. See, that's what being able, praying in the Spirit is about, being baptized with the Holy Spirit, but praying in the Spirit always bring me into another realm. Yes, sir. There's some things that God will say when you get over in the spirit realm that he won't say otherwise. And so we have the have some various scriptures here. In Romans 8, then verse 26, it talks about our weaknesses. It says there are certain weaknesses we have. But he talks about that word infirmity in another translation. It's called weaknesses. And so praying in the Spirit, help our weaknesses. Yes, if you admit you got it. Yes, all right. In Romans 8:26, which is a classic to me. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities or our weaknesses. We have weaknesses, right? Yes, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now, one of the weaknesses he's telling us here is there are times we don't know how to pray for certain situations. Yes, sir. There are times just praying the Our Father prayer is not going to get you in a position to receive from God. So he says, the Spirit helpeth. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. That's a capital S, all right? Also helpeth our weaknesses, our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, that's a mistranslation itself. It's not a itself, it's a himself. Say himself. Himself. All right. Maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now, I read upon the day, a man said, he's not talking about praying in the Spirit there. He said the Holy Spirit praying. But I disagree with him. Because I was groaning in the Spirit. And the Spirit prays through you. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now, notice the mind of the Spirit. You dealing with something beyond your comprehension. That's right. You praying in the Spirit and the mind of the Spirit shows up. Yes, sir. What is the mind of the Spirit? It's the mind of the Spirit is the mind of God. Right. It's the mind of Jesus. It's God sharing his mind with you. And he want to. He want to. Always in everything you're dealing with, God want to share his mind with you. God want to share with you, this is what I would say. This is what I would do. This when I'll be solid. I won't say anything. See the mind of the Spirit, that's a powerful thing. The mind of the Spirit. And he that searches, verse 27, knows what is the mind of the Spirit because he make intercession for the saints. Now this next statement is very important. Underline that, according to the will of God. According to the will of God. When you operating in the aspect of according to the will of God, it's over. Whatever else going on is over because you've stepped into the will of God. When you step into the will of God, everything else becomes lesser. You understand how I'm talking? Everything else becomes invalidated. Okay, when you step over into that realm. Now, I was stirred with verse 28. Stirred about this praying in the Spirit. I think it's connected. I think verse 28 is based on you understanding verse 26 and 27. But it says, when that happened and all, and we know. You see, 1 John 5, 14 and 15 tell us about this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will. He hears us. Well, at a time, you're not going to know what his will is. Not in that situation, because up, down, on both sides, that situation going AWOL. And so you can pray in the Spirit, and you can find out what his will is. Yes. Then he's to give us this glorious verse in verse 28. I love it. It says, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And I think praying in the Spirit brings us into another position, love God. Let me give you a few points. that I need to write down. The importance of being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. The importance of being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues keep the baptism flowing.
That's right.
Y'all ain't gonna rob me with that.
That's
good, man. Speaking in tongues keep the power flowing. Listen, speaking in tongue, listen, my brother, speaking in tongue, keep the secrets flowing.
Yes, sir.
We'll look at another verse. Speaking in tongue, keep the mysteries flowing. In other words, things you don't know what to do with, but you pray it in the spirit, and all of a sudden an answer come to you. Let me tell you what happened. If you pray in the spirit properly, you're putting yourself in a divine advantage.
Yes, sir. Divine advantage.
In life, it's just a divine advantage. God give us a divine advantage, but we've got to use it.
Yes, sir.
See, being baptized with the Holy Spirit and praying in tongue, they are not the same thing.
Right.
Being baptized is receiving that power. Praying in the spirit is releasing the power. What I said? Uh-huh. And see, there are those in the body of Christ who have received the power, but they don't know the importance of releasing it. See. Now, so the important, okay, now the second thing I want to tell you, I wrote these things down. So receiving the Holy Spirit and releasing the Holy Spirit, they are not the same thing.
That's right.
Okay. Not praying in the Spirit is an invalidation to the power. Oh my God. There are certain times, even though you're in the Spirit, but you're going to be an invalid. Helpless. Because you haven't spent enough time in charging your battery. You know, Jude. Huh? All right. Now, all right. I spoke to you about, I don't know how many months about this. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. I don't think we did an adequate insight on this, that it can become a sealing fact in our lives that we depend on it all the time. The mysteries, magnifying God, then Acts 10, I think you talk about that. And they prayed in tongue and magnified God. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, it talk about when you're speaking an untongued tongue, you're speaking mystery. But praying in the Spirit has something to do with manifestation. So that's three things.
Yes, sir.
Mystery, magnification, and manifestation. I want you to get those three things. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. And that what I share with you, tongue is, I receive, tongue is the entrance into the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It's the entrance into the supernatural. And there's some things I'm going to say under that after I read 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or pray in the spirit, and Paul said in that same, in the 14th chapter, I pray in tongue more than you all. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. But how be in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we say tongue is the entrance into the supernatural, say that. We talk about praying in tongue, right? Praying in the spirit. We talk about rabakashukuterebe. Language don't have to be the same way. If you're not baptized with the Holy Spirit and you're in this auditorium tonight or you're watching by LeroyTompkins.tv, there'll be a chance for you to get this baptism so you can receive the benefits.
Yes, sir.
And one of the benefits I shared with you, and I want to reemphasize, it is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. Praying in tongues, praying in the spirit, take you into another dimension.
Yes,
that you can't get no other way. Do this, Edmund. No other way. Now you can just mess around with it. You can mess around. No other way. It's a divine access. It's a divine entrance into the presence of the supernatural. Because it pulls you out of unbelief. It pulls you out of the impossible. Sometimes it puts you in a position you just don't care. You know it's going to come out all right. He said, all things work together for good. You know it's going to come out all right. So those moments that it seemed like things not going right, just pray in the spirit. You don't pray all day. Just pray in the spirit a while. You watch your courage. Your courage will rise back up. It's a divine contact, I tell you. There's no doubt about it. It's a divine contact. So, and when I looked at it, in Acts 19, I don't know if I'm going to get to all the scripture, 1-6, when Paul came and he asked him, had you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Then he laid the hand on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. But every time they received the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. Like the two go together, right? So you just write down Acts 19:1-6. I'll call some scripture out. Now, another thing, there are times that seem like the spirit world is locked. You read your Bible, you know, you talk to God in English, but look like you're just not getting over. It's like it's locked. Well, praying in the spirit unlocks the spirit world. You know why it unlocked the spirit world? It unlocked you. Yeah, it unlocked you from the natural realm or from what's going on around you. The elders used to say, and they wasn't even praying in tongues, but they called it getting lost in the spirit. See, getting lost in the spirit. Getting over there, getting further enough over there to be in two worlds at one time. So I see some of y'all never been there. I'm going to try to get you there. Pray in the spirit. See, you quit a little too early. See, you can't pray in the spirit as a duty. You pray in the spirit as a contact. What I said? Yeah, no, I said the first part. You can't pray in the spirit as a duty. See, because as a duty, you got a certain length of time you're going to do it and you're going to quit. There are times I pray till I make contact. I don't care how long it takes. Then there are times, 15 minutes, 10, 5 minutes, I made contact. I ain't got to pray no hour. Made contact. Do you know when you make contact? I see some of y'all don't know. Do you know when you make contact? Things get light. The atmosphere, the surrounding get light. You get to a place where you know you're going to make it. Anybody ever been there?
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, praying in the spirit will take you there. So it unlocked the spirit world, but it also unlocked you. Okay? All right. As long as Satan can keep you away from praying in the spirit of tongue, he can keep you away from the miraculous. Some of the most marvelous things happen in the book of Acts, which is a mirror to the church, is why they were praying in the spirit. I just told earlier we had prayer in the sanctuary. I was praying in the spirit yesterday. I come in here and I have an audience come. doing the impartation to the 83 churches and 130-something ministers, we over. And I impart to them. And we're praying in the Spirit prior to the impartation. And the Lord took me to Acts 6 and 7, which is the master voice for this whole vision, changing the lives of people with the Word of God. And I didn't know, to my amazement, God says, now I'm, after many years, I don't know how long LTMA been going, now I'm going to give you the vision for LTMA, change the lives of ministers with the Word of God. A great company of the priests was obedient to the faith. And then the further study, I'll drive him home, he gave me a further. He said, but by praying in the Spirit, I know, I love to pray in the Spirit because he's going to tell you something you'll never get unless you pray in the Spirit. You understand that? I was praying, and then when I was going home, he says, I don't know if I was going home or no, I don't think it was that early. I don't know when he told me. But he says, the vision is change the life of ministers and ministries with the Word of God. What, now, what does that do with my lesson? I got that out the spirit realm while I was praying. LTMA been going on for years. But there's some things he'll tell you in the spirit. When you get over that, further enough. It's always there, but you're not there. So it'll bring you in a position where Satan can't hammer you. Situation can't, you listen to me? Situation can't hammer you. It's a shackle remover. When you pray in the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Praying in tongues, they don't give you, just give you stuff. I know this for a fact. I've seen so many things in the spirit and got so many blessings and got so many, I'm all a major, you know, there's a worldwide ministry, you know. I deal with thousands of people, but God just give me wisdom because I pray in the spirit a lot. I ain't got it. He give it to me. And so that's a thing also you need to know. When you pray in the spirit, you are automatically in the spirit. And when you're in the spirit, according to John 4:24, you're in the place where God dwells. Because he is a spirit. So, when you enter into the realm of praying in the spirit, you enter into the miracle zone. Anything, good thing, can happen. You're no longer in charge. Yet you're being charged. You understand that? You know, you're not in charge, but you're being charged. But you're being charged to function in another dimension. In another energy, another strength, another frequency, another power, another vibration. Don't let the devil rob you. Don't let him frighten you. He's defeated. This unlimited access. Look in Ephesians chapter 3 for a moment. I love it when Paul talked about the dispensation of grace. He gave us an insight here that I think is applicable. I feel the Holy Ghost to the saints. Oh, my goodness. May the Holy Ghost walk through this place tonight and shake hands with somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Notice there in Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. I just like those three words. I might take the text out of context, but I like the three words because I know all three of them happen when you're praying in the spirit. You have access, boldness, and confidence. I'm not talking about secondhand Paul information now. I'm talking about experience. That when I know I've accessed glory, I've accessed the hand of God. Mm-hmm. I've accessed the will of God. even though things don't look
right.
But I've made access. So a boldness come upon me. And a confidence. And a regular person who stand by, he'll say, what's the matter with him? He don't know we in trouble. He don't know we in trouble. He don't know nothing ain't going right. But you get an answer, you don't care. And I'll tell you something right now. It works every time. Not one time has God failed me when things was going wrong and I got in the spirit, I came out right. I'm not talking about something just in the book. I'm talking about something in me. I've seen this over and over and over again, and I won every time. And I tell you, a lot of time we seem like we're helpless. A lot of time we seem like we're helpless. But there's no place for helplessness for us. So we're talking about unlimited access and unlimited success. You appreciate some of that, right? See, you can't have unlimited access to God without having unlimited success. So praying in the spirit gives you both. Amen? What do you say? Glory to God. What do you say? Now, as we read in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it also, we've talked about this, but there are new faces. It equates or relates or unfolds to us, listen to me now, that we are speaking spirits.
Yes, sir.
Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. I want you to see that. We are speaking spirit, speaking mysteries under God. Now, when we speak mysteries under God, God unraveled a mystery and speak back to us. There are some answers you're not going to get unless you pray in the spirit. There are some places with God you're not going to get unless you pray in the spirit. And you just pray when you come to church in the spirit, you ought to pray in your car. How be in the spirit, you speak mystery. So, again, I want to reiterate, and I want to see what the Holy Spirit really want to do here in calling me back to these notes. Praying in tongue is a direct line to God. Direct line. Say direct line. You understand what I mean? There's no in between you. Satan don't know what you're talking about. Half the time you don't know what you're talking about. And your enemy don't. Nobody know what you're talking about. And all of a sudden God tell you what you're talking about. Yeah. You ever been there? Yeah. Yeah. All y'all confused. You, Satan, everybody. You don't, nobody know what's going on. And sometimes God need to get us like that so he can get us where he want us to be. I'll go as far to say this to you from revelation and experience. There's not one time you pray in the spirit that something supernatural don't happen. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But something been moved out your way. And something been placed in your way. A door been open you've been knocking on. You may not tell you where it at. But when it get there, the gate just swing open like a wide. Because you done made way in the realm of the spirit. I tell you the truth, I don't know how we got here. I don't know how I can step on a plane tomorrow and the two men work for me and fly me to South Carolina. I don't even know how it happened. I mean, I don't even know when it happened. But it happened.
Glory.
And every now and then, if you're a bowler, you ought to get a strike. Every now and then, I mean, you get tired. I'm not much of a bowler, you know. But you get tired and knock down three pins. Every now and then, you ought to knock the whole rack down. And that's what praying in the Spirit do for you. Say unlimited success.
Unlimited success.
See, there's a place in the realm of the Spirit for every aspect of your life to be unlimited. But it's going to cost you. Spending time with God. So it's a direct line. You've heard of a hotline, right? You know the president got a phone. There's a direct line. It's a hotline. You don't call regular calls on that. Now, what does it mean to have an audience with God? Every time you pray in the Spirit, you have an audience with God. Something divine start flowing. Every time you pray in the Spirit, something divine start flowing. Every time you pray in the Spirit, something divine start flowing. You cannot ask for the wrong thing praying in the Spirit. You, in praying in the Spirit, you ask God what God wants you to ask for.
That's right. Every time.
You see how precious that is? You listen, you listening? You always praying the answer when you pray in the Spirit. You never miss a beat when you pray in the Spirit. In English, sometimes you miss it. In English, sometimes you got to change your prayer. But praying in the Spirit, you never had to change it. Let me say it another way. Praying in the Spirit is always, you listening? A divine arrangement between you and God. You pray in the Spirit? You pray in the Spirit? You're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. You baptized with the Holy Ghost? You. You. You pray in tongues? Not what? Say it loud. Yeah, all right. But you can pray in the Spirit. But after tonight, you're going to start praying because you see, you're going to see the importance of it. Just chop a few words up anyway for a few minutes. Yeah. Say something. God will help you. But don't go all day long without saying something. My goodness. So the enemy can't get in your conversation. Now it's also, you look at Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy to help in time of need. Huh? You see that voice? Praying in the Spirit, say praying in the Spirit. Say praying in tongue. Is the believer's direct access to the throne of God. It takes you right in the throne room. Every time. Now, you got some of these non-feeling Christians, you know. They don't never feel nothing. They're always by faith. Now, all the time, you're not going to have a great feeling, but every now and then, I feel it. I feel that I've moved into the presence of God. I've moved into the arena of blessing of God, and I've moved into a realm that is unlimited. You follow me? Praying in the Spirit. So, when you're praying in tongue or praying in the Spirit, it is speaking divine mysteries and divine coded secrets. Howbeit, the scriptures say in the Spirit he speaks mystery. Now, notice what the word mystery here, because the Bible deals with mysteries. Notice when you're praying what you're going to be doing. Mystery here means hidden thing, divine secrets, coded language, secret will, God's secret plan, knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. See, when you're praying in the Spirit. When you're praying in the Spirit, listen, you are declaring the secret of God to your situation. When you pray in the Spirit, you're declaring the secret of God. You got that? Which will impart blessings to your life. I like this one. I'm glad he let me preach it over. He said, my dad used to preach the same message for 50 years. But you never know it was the same message. He met me down the hall one time. I said, Brother Tom, you here again? I followed him from state to state, you know. He said, you here again? I said, I'm here. He said, I'm going to preach the same thing. I said, yeah, I'm here to hear the same thing. Yes, sir. I rode with him one time. And he called me his boy. I rode with him one time. He took me to his house. Brother Hagin, I'm talking about Kenneth Hagin. He's going home to be with the Lord. That was my spiritual father. Prophet. Great prophet. In case you never heard of him, I feel so sorry for you if you never heard of him. But we got in the car, him and mom and Carolyn was in the back. Him and I were sitting in the front. He won't take me to his house. So I got in there. He had a Lexus. And he got on the highway and he put it to the floor. And look at me, and I ain't said a word. I said, you in here too. Let's go on. Let her go. But then Sister Hagin said, you're getting from under grace, Kenneth. Yeah, he liked to do that, you know. Leroy Jr., he get close to Leroy Jr. or Shauna. He eased up to him, and he caught Shauna one time, just screwed a pinch on. Just, and I mean, he don't be playing. He take your skin and just put it off, look like, and look at it and laugh. I've walked in the Spirit many times with him. But you sometime, I know for this ministry, whew, I feel the same anointing. Now, remember this praying in the Spirit. And I think this one is awesome. You're prophesizing your God-ordained future. You're prophesying your God-ordained future. You're looking at Acts 19 when I think it was Paul when he got there. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, no. Then he laid a hand on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, prayed in tongue, and prophesied. Uh-huh. I better turn that because you think I'm just playing. Come on, turn. Acts 19. Yeah, it's there. I know it's there. It's in the book. See? Yeah, well, yeah, in the book. You go to prophesy. Go to prophesy. And see, now, when you go to prophesy, that cannot be changed by man nor beast. See? I've been many times I've been praying in the spirit, and I start saying some stuff. I said, wait a minute, I better get a tablet or something right down here. There's a whole lot of stuff coming on. Then you're not going to keep that stuff. You need to write it. Many move in the spirit that I've enjoyed is while I was praying in tongue, and all of a sudden it turned into English. Yep, yep. But I wasn't talking. God started talking.
Yes, sir.
Through my voice.
Glory to God.
In other words, my mind wasn't intact. So I wasn't thinking no more. I'm just saying some stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I see some of y'all never been there. You haven't had good mustard green unless you had some turnip. Turnip make it stronger. It seems like you got mustard green and something else together. I'm trying to tell you how it is. See, people stay on the regular so much. My God. Listen, unlimited access and unlimited success. When I'm talking about unlimited success, I'm talking about in the spirit. I'm talking about in your family. I'm talking about in your finances. I'm talking about in your health. I'm talking about in your relationship. I'm talking about in your job. I'm talking about in your business. I'm talking about in your marriage. I'm talking about in your ministry. I'm talking about with your children. I'm talking about with your grandchildren. I'm talking about everywhere you go. Unlimited success seems to follow you. And people who come around you begin to step in unlimited success because they're the rim. I walked out my massage, and it dawned on me when that boy walked out. I said, boy, I'm going to pay for this thing. You know, my massage, 90 minutes. That thing, $100-something, $130. Then I tip. Now, what he must have asked the lady, how much it was, and how much do he tip? Because I said, did he leave the tip? She had. The lady said, everything paid for, sir. He left the tip, too. One of my sons was there. I got a massage, you see, and he paid for it. It just flowed. How many of y'all want y'all success to become unlimited?
Yes, sir. Unlimited.
Won't y'all listen to your pastor then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't leave here and do what you want to do. Take the instruction and put them to work. I'm not out here just to be talking to you. Some of y'all need some things to change right now. Change it. Pray in the spirit. Say, Lord, things change. Got out of our car. Start praying. Lord, things changing right now. You got to be kind of wild sometimes. You know, Yeah, and believe it, and believe it, and believe it, and believe it, and believe it. Pray it and believe it. Pray it and receive it. You understand me, son? Pray it and receive it. I'm going to find me somebody here tonight not baptized with the Holy Ghost and don't speak in tongues. I'm going to find me somebody in here. They're going to change their life forever. So if I ask you something, just tell me the truth. That boy in the red shirt over there, you pray, you baptized the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues? No, I'm talking about the one in the second row. You baptized the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues? You not baptized the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, are you? Talk to me, son. You not baptized with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, are you? I can't hear you. What did he say? Baptized with water? With water? At the church? But I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit is another thing. You ain't got that right. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Lord,
you my man. You. I pick him out. I die, but time to get filled with the Holy Ghost. He's been baptized with water. See, we get it mixed up. Baptized with water and baptized with the Holy Ghost, two different things. Actually, he walking around with a missing ingredient. You know what? Sit down. Stop. This will stop thing from being stolen from you. Amen. Write that down. It will stop thing, but you'll be way ahead of your game. See? See? I see my father, my spiritual father. He walk in the room. He way ahead of everybody else. I said, what is he doing? Everybody else, ministers, who's supposed to be giant. When he walk in the room, they're not giant no more. He's so far ahead of him. So I just constantly watch. I found his secret. You know what his secret is? Praying in the Holy Ghost hour after hour after hour. I told you to turn to a scripture I wanted to read. What? Y'all find the voice? I know some of y'all knows it. You found the voice and went down there looking for it? 19 and 6. Know thee in the spirit. That's all right. That one knows that we're going to let go. And when Paul had laid his hand on them, the Holy Ghost. Who?
The Holy Ghost.
You see that young man? He got a voice. Bobby, can you see this? Look it up on the board. Look up on the board. Look up on the board, young man. Look up on the board. I want you to see this. And when Paul, well, I'm going to read the whole thing for you now. 19:1. And it came to pass, 19:1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. See? He said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost? When? So it must be something else, right? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Now, from that young man's answer, that's what he told me. Not that he's a bad person. If you just don't know, there's something else for you. Nobody never told you. Nobody never showed you. Nobody never guided you. Nobody never helped you. You can't go there. This is what Paul found out here. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Watch what happened. And he said to them, what then were you baptized? They said unto John baptism. They baptized with water, but baptized in John water. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see that? Then we go on further though. And when Paul had laid his hand upon him, now these people already baptized, the Holy Ghost came on them. And what happened? And what happened? There's some prophesying is at a certain level that it only gonna come through speaking in tongues. You have to be further in the spirit for that prophecy. And you can prophesy your own ordained future. You see what I'm saying? And so you already know how it's going to come out. It don't look right, but you already know why. You prophesied it. You can't tell everybody what you're prophesying because they're going to come against you. Keep it to yourself. Tell them after it come out. Don't tell them you saw yourself in a new house. They're going to want to go in against it. Get the house and then take it to them and show it to them. You can't tell everything the Spirit showed you. People are going to waken against you. Show them after it happened. Now, praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. there's some complicated thing that may come in our life, complicated issues. That's what Romans 8, 26, 27, 28, 4. Complicated issues. Complicated. No, don't keep talking about that thing in English. You just don't keep talking about the thing in English. Talk about it in the spirit. Over and over again, you talked about it to everybody you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praying in tongue is prophesying and praying out God's plan for your life. Who that? Jeremiah 29:11? Yeah, you see, that'll help that voice. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, but sometimes you don't know them. So you're praying in the spirit, and you and God can hook up. What I say? No, don't say you and God. Me and God can hook up. I pray in this. Hey, Robasha. Ha! Kasaya. Hoop! Oh, my goodness. This thing real, boy. Hey, Robasha. Katat. Thrashako says. Shake the foundation of every problem you got. Every weakness you got. Every habit you got you don't want. You shake it up. You at the plate. You struck out last time. You ain't going to strike out this time. You're swinging with another bat. You understand what I'm saying? Say hallelujah three times. Now listen to this. This is heavy hanging over my head. When you're praying in the tongue, you're prophesying God all day in the future, I said, you understand. Secret counsels that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked man, but planned to the godly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. I done talked to myself in a nest up in here. No, I'm not in a nest with bees that stinging me. I'm in a nest of blessing. I done talked to myself. Oh, my goodness. The day will come that you will have no need, no want, and no desire for yourself is for somebody else. All your need, all your want, and all your desire, that's what that realm of the spirit is talking about. It's real now. It's real. Look, it's real. It's real. I say it's real, Dwayne. It's real. But 1 Corinthians 2, 7 said, but we speak in the wisdom of God in a mystery. See that? It's the hidden wisdom which God ordained for the world unto our glory. I guess two of the most significant mysteries is the cross and speaking in tongues. I just saw that. The cross was a mystery. How can we have victory when a man died? I thought he was going to set up a kingdom. Yeah, he hanging on the cross dying. Messed their mind up. Many turned back and went away because they didn't understand the mystery. You are not going to be a success unless you learn to walk in the mystery. You looking for signs and wonders. Your life should be a sign and a wonder. And if you make the contact properly, it'll happen. So every time you pray in the spirit, you speak in the wisdom of God in a mystery. Ain't nobody can tell you now. If y'all use what God gave you, and there's no way you come to bumps in the road. You come to wall. You come to Red Sea. You come to Goliaths. It doesn't matter. They're all there for a reason. David said, what you going to give the man? Who? What's the prize? The prize what? He's going to get all your family out of debt and give his daughter to be married. David said, tell me that prize one more time. I'm going to tell you right now, I understand this. Nobody serving God for nothing. Everybody wants something. You can lie. Talking about, I just love the Lord. The Lord said, you're lying. You were praying to me last night. You want something. And the Lord love it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heaven, placed in Christ Jesus. Every perfect gift and every good gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variance, no shadow of turning. He's a good God. Yeah. He's a good God. And see, by praying in the Spirit, you understand his goodness. You understand his goodness when things are going bad. Matter of fact, nothing can go bad in your life because the goodness is holding you up. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not some of the days. How would he say? All the days of my life. So if it don't look like it's going right, I still got goodness and mercy follow me. We got the scripture. All things what? Work together for what? For who? And call what? You love God? You called this paper?
Yes, sir.
Well, everything working out right now. So don't worry about the wall. Don't worry about the Red Sea. Don't worry about Goliath. Don't worry about I don't have enough. You got enough, you just don't know it. When you discover the plan of God, then you have uncovered the wisdom of God. Or when you discover the wisdom of God, you've uncovered the plan of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Ephesians 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, verse 16, please. Here, the word of God talking about strengthening your inner man with might. You notice what it said, that he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. Write the word within down. Your power is within. It's not without. Your winning is within. Is not without. So why would you get disturbed about without? What's going on without? When you know within is the power that can change without. Many things you're going without because you're never within. See. Don't try to handle the situation out there where it is.
Yes, sir.
Go to the place that the situation can't come.
Yes, sir. That's right. Come on, Apostle.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you really know who you are? As a child of God? A son and daughter of God who give you the power of the Holy Ghost and then give you a handle to use it by praying in the Spirit. When you find that out, your regular living, your regular service, and your regular church is over. Because you know anytime you come in the presence of God, anything good can happen. So you have a divine expectation. You walk in a divine enlightenment. You operate in a divine power that is beyond yourself. I'm going to close here. I'm going to tell you exactly what the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you. Your problem is not your equal.
That's right.
Your problem can never go on the level you can go on. So if you don't like what's going on, leave the level.
Come on.
Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit always take you to another level. You get a little goofy. You get a little don't caring. That's okay. That's what it's going to take for you to stop thinking about it. See, they equate being filled with the Spirit, equated with being drunk with liquor. I don't know if any of y'all ever been drunk. How many of y'all ever been drunk? Drunk where you couldn't see where you're going. Look. Some of y'all don't know. Some of y'all don't know what we're talking about here. But you lose it. You lose your banner. You lose your equilibrium. You don't care. You know you gotta pay the house no with that money. Yet you say, give all them boys a drink. You know your wife waiting on the check, you spend the whole check at one spot. You're drunk. So when you get in the Spirit, you're drunk on God. Nobody can hold you down. Nobody can handle you. No problem can talk to you and tell you it got you defeated. You say, I'm not accepting that. I want you to remember that money matters. Huh? How many of y'all agree with that? All right. And I want you to, now, I got to say this and I got to suggest this. I know you use credit cards sometimes, but you're not, stop using credit cards as money. Use them as credit so you won't use them crazy. Then I said to you, I don't know why I put this, going to college don't take the place of thinking. I said, being overpowered by debt is not success. It's a deceptive problem. And I said, don't buy on credit what you can't afford. Drive a lesser car and tell. And the last one that's very important, I want everybody to grasp this one. Study until you understand that God is your source. You understand? You've got to come, you hear me? You've got to come to that fact to understand that God is your soul. Then you'll be able to follow his direction in what he tells you to do. And then he'll bring you out. All right? If you need an envelope, lift your hand.